720 WGN and WGNradio.com. This is the All-Timer Show. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Hey, have you ever wondered, since cannabis is legal here in Illinois, how that cannabis is delivered to those dispensaries? I didn't know this until I saw a story on CBS about how the cannabis is supposed to be delivered to your local dispensaries. And on the hotline right now, I have Norberto Brown. He is with ReliaVan. He's the owner of ReliaVan. And he's with me right now. Hey, how are you?
How you doing, Brian?
So tell me a little bit about ReliaVan. Tell me what it is and what it is that you exactly do.
Okay, so ReliaVan Transport and Logistics, we're a cannabis transporter. We applied as a social equity applicant. We've been one of the first licensed transporters in the state. We received our license back in 2021. So our job is to basically, we facilitate transporting between any two licensed facilities, any two licensed entities. So from a grower to a dispensary, from a grower to an infuser, we make that happen. Or from a grower to a custom facility, that's our lane. That's what we do.
And when you deliver those, when you deliver the cannabis, I would assume it's not in a regular car. There has to be a certain way that you have to be set up to deliver the cannabis to the dispensary. Am I wrong in that?
No, you're not. You're not wrong. Yes. So we have to be compliant. The state, when we apply for this license, we have to submit business plans, exhibits, security plans, vehicle plans. And in with the vehicle plan, you're supposed to have a vehicle that's under 10,001 pounds. They must have secure walls. They must have GPS, camera systems. They must have an affixed storage. You have to have all of those things. They have to have be able to be caught up a certain amount of time. These are things that we had to accumulate to have for a van. And some of these, as you found out recently, some of these transporters, they are with the MSO. They're basically not transporting. They're violating all the rules with the transporting. So third-party logistics like us, we are not able to get in because they are basically, you know, getting around all the rules.
We're talking with Norberto Brown. He's the owner of ReliaVan LLC. And I imagine, you know, just getting the licensing and getting your truck just equipped to be in regulations with the state, that has to be pretty expensive, correct?
It's very expensive. The vans by themselves, with no upfitting, you're talking $50,000 for a van. And then after that, if you go the way we went, if you put the refrigeration unit, that's another $20,000. Camera systems are about $3,000. GPS security, you're talking about another $1,000. Secure attached storage, another $5,000 or more for that. So, yes, we spent a lot of money on these vehicles, and for them just to be sitting and not delivering.
And so because these dispensaries and the growers are going around businesses like yours, do you believe that some of the deliveries are being dropped off for the black market?
I don't have any evidence on that to prove it, but if you're seeing it, then it could be happening. For instance, they are delivering, you have companies that's on the manifest, so everything's supposed to be tracked speed to sale. So you have a transporter that's transporting that's not listed as operational from the state, so they should not be able to transport. So if the state is not enforcing the rules and they're allowing unoperational, they're not operational. If they're allowing them to transport, then who knows what could be happening? There were cases in other states where you had growers selling on the black market. You've had that happen in California and in Colorado. So if it happened here, I would not be surprised, but I don't know that.
We're talking with Norberto Brown. He's the owner of ReliaVan LLC. Two-part question here. Who is in charge of enforcing the rules? And two, who do you report to if you're blowing the whistle about this and the rules aren't being followed? Who are you going to, and who's in charge of actually enforcing it? Is it the state police? Is it the local police?
So it's the state police. They're in charge of reviewing all the security plans, reviewing the vehicles, doing the inspections. The Illinois Department of Agriculture, they're the ones who are the administrators of the rules themselves. And then they basically tell the state police, hey, what to watch for, what to look out for. So those are the ones that are in charge, the main players. And then, but right now they also have the CROO, I'm trying to remember, the Cannabis Regulation Oversight. They're basically getting started, and I believe that eventually everything is going to be moved over to them, to that department. But they're the ones that's supposed to enforce the Department of Agriculture primarily. They're the ones that's supposed to enforce it. And from what I hear, they do not have enough staff to actually enforce the rules.
When you went to them, what was their response when you blew the whistle and say these guys aren't following the rules? Are they just, you know, sitting on their hands here, or are they going to actually go out and investigate your claims?
Well, from what I've heard, and I wasn't the one who filed this, so Berwin Tompkins, he's the one that actually got the photos, and he's the one that communicated with the state regarding these violations. So nothing has happened because of it. They basically told him, we basically can't do anything. We don't have enough staff to address these things that you're talking about. So that's pretty much it. Some other people have reached out, and they basically get the runaround. You send them an email, and they respond back with some legal jargon, something like that. But nothing like there's no action really being taken at all.
And at this point, you, as somebody that's been on the up and up in the business, you're losing revenue because of the third parties that aren't following the rules. And that's very unfortunate. So how's that hurting your business directly?
It's hurting us because we all know that the state of Illinois has brought in over $1 billion in cannabis sales. Each month, you're talking about $100 million+ in sales. But you're also talking about 3 million+ units being moved every month. Those, unless we live in the stars, days of Star Trek, you know, we can beam you up, but we can beam products from one location to the next without nobody, no middleman. I don't see that happening. So they are hurting us tremendously because they're doing it illegally. Like, and not compliant, who knows what they're paying these guys to do it? We have so many costs, like, just to be in operation. We have to have a rental space, commercial real estate, so we have to have that. We have to have insurance. There's banking fees, vehicle costs. So all of these costs that we have, we have to carry no matter what. Every month, we have to carry these costs regardless if we're making a sale or not. So, and then not to mention our $10,000 fee for the state that they give. They give their money. I'll be happy if I can make $10,000. So, but the state is getting that money off the top. And yes, it's hurting our business. And then, so, because when I go out and I call some of these MSOs, because frankly, they got all the business. And so you call them, they basically give you the runaround. We don't need your service right now. So because of all of this, you know, it is hurting our business because we can't continue this. We're bleeding. We're bleeding money out every month regardless. You know, you see us on TV saying, hey, we're not making money, but I mean, we're really hurting right now. And unless the state does something soon, a lot of us are going to be really forced to give up these licenses or sell them or something.
Yeah, and you
got. I don't know who wants to buy these licenses, and that's
right.
Buy transport license right now.
And it's not like you have to. This is stuff you have to renew like every year, if not every other couple of months. So I totally feel your pain on that. Norberto Brown, he's the owner of Relivan LLC. We'll stay on top of this story, Norberto. Thanks so much for joining me, man.
No problem, and I appreciate you taking the time to interview.